Leah Graydon-Matthews, and I am professor of economics at UNC Asheville. I also hold the position of interdisciplinary distinguished professor of the Mountain South. I am most interested in conveying the intangible values of our food system and the ways that those kind of circulate through the market and also resonate in people's minds and hearts. So we've done several studies in Western North Carolina looking primarily at sort of consumer behaviors. One study looked at several different farmers markets here in Western North Carolina and looked at what was going on there, what is influencing people's purchases. And we even got down to the point where we observed transactions going on and looked at duration of transactions and the topics that people were talking about in order to identify the mechanisms by which information is exchanged at market and how that can change consumer preferences. And there's some really interesting results from that that have implications, I think, for both our food system, you know, farmers, our environment, and also public health, actually. One of the things that we found was that people reported after they attended markets and became regular farmers market attendees, they were actually purchasing more fruits and vegetables, they were purchasing more organic products, and they were more likely to have adopted into their regular purchasing items that they had never before experienced. So that suggests that consumers are open to change. And one of the follow-on studies, one that we did here at UNC Asheville, where we looked at that health question and whether or not experiences with food could, in fact, induce changes in people's purchasing behavior to make them more healthful. And the short answer to that one is yes, people are open. And it really has to do with that experiential element with food and food systems that seems to be a triggering momentum for that change in consumer behavior.
What would be an example of an experience that could trigger that change?
Yeah, so in the study that we did, we had many different experiences offered and let people sort of select them. But some of them were things like even just going to a farmer's market. Others were attending a cooking class or attending a talk where someone was reporting on work that they had done in the food system. So it wasn't necessarily even just gardening, although that was one other option. It was really just an opportunity to experience some aspect of the food system differently than we might if we were just going to the grocery store. The study that we just wrapped up earlier this year that was done in collaboration with ASAP, the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project, is one where we looked at the role of local food marketing and branding in grocery store environments. And the study was conducted over a period of several years, and we had a few different store partners, and we went in and did some experiments, basically, to see what kinds of reactions people have to different marketing materials in the grocery store. We did some in-store intercepts and some before and after testing and found that, yes, some people do respond to those pictures and stories and naming of the farmers that are growing food and are, in fact, using that to modify their purchases.
And it's something that you say that is even happening in the cafeterias on campus and in the area?
Absolutely, yeah. Even here at UNC Asheville, in our cafeteria, we have adopted some of these same marketing materials that really are designed to connect students and faculty and staff who are eating in the cafeteria with a notion that the food doesn't just come from a Sysco truck, right? It comes from here. Not all of it, of course, but some of it. And it's helpful for students to be able to identify the ways that their consumption patterns are influencing local growers. Because, of course, if we are consuming more of that food in the cafeteria, then that will mean that our food provider will then be purchasing more in the local economy. And it's nice to be able to put a face with the food. And we are so fortunate here in Western North Carolina, especially in the Asheville area, have many opportunities to do that. You know, I'm one of those people. I love the farmer's market. I love local food. And yet my schedule doesn't allow me to go to the farmer's market every week. And so having opportunities to purchase local food in the grocery store or through home delivery services like Mother Earth Produce or other things that or in the cafeteria even, I think is just a really wonderful opportunity for us to sort of express our values and our preferences for product that's grown here locally. Really, my whole career has been sort of looking at the fringe of things in the economy. And I would say my main purpose in doing so is really to raise awareness that there are many things that are valuable that are not actually priced in our economy. And, you know, I'm not the only person that recognizes this. There are a lot of people that are concerned about the fact that while we may see a low price tag for a gallon of gasoline or for a particular consumer product in the store, that price does not actually capture all of the cost of that particular product. And similarly, when we're buying something, you know, when we're paying a certain price, we actually might get a lot more value from that than what the price tag says. And so for me, it is sort of a pragmatic reason that I'm drawn to this work, and that is to make sure that people have full information. Maybe I'm sort of a pure academic in that regard, but I think that having more information can help people to make better decisions, and that's really what my career has been all about.
You mentioned that maybe an interaction experience might help people try a new food. We all see sort of items that look good, but we have no idea what to do with them, or maybe they seem a little pricey, so we're scared to invest in something that we just that might sit and rot in our refrigerator.
Absolutely, and I think that's key. I mean, I think food, though it is something that we all need to consume every day, food for a lot of people is not familiar in the sense that maybe don't know what a product is when they see it in the grocery or how to prepare it. In the study I referred to earlier, there's one grower who reported in an interview that he thinks he might have single-handedly turned the corner for kohlrabi in our community because he started growing it and he started, spreading information about how to consume it and providing recipes. And sure enough, people like kohlrabi, which I'm not sure is completely due to his singular effort, but certainly had a role to play in that demand formation. So I think it does suggest that people are open to learning about food, and that curiosity, I think, serves us all well, right? We know from the public health literature that having a wide variety of fruits and vegetables in our diet is really good for us. And if we are more likely to consume when we have more variety, then that also might mean eventually we consume more fruits and vegetables, which some people have told us they're doing. And so that seems like a really good thing for our community.
Anything else you want to add or what you're looking at in future projects?
Well, you know, I would just say that, you know, I'm obviously not the only one in the community that is studying our food system. We have an amazing set of nonprofit and academic and others in the community that are looking at various aspects of our food system. And we're really fortunate in this area to have a diversity of voices and perspectives represented.